Your next host has the smooth, sultry voice of a Southern gentleman. His passion is college basketball, and he probably knows more about Ronald Norrod than the man himself. He's Crawford, the prodigy, Rogers.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you. 32 minutes after the hour here, you're listening to the special edition of the student section. We are doing Selection Sunday, March Madness Mania, whatever else you want to call it. We are in here having fun, talking about the bracket. Just to recap, the 4-1 seeds are now out. Florida is the one overall. Arizona, the second one seed. Wichita State, I believe, the third one seed. Virginia, just announced as your fourth one seed. Later on in the show, the Midwest and the other bracket, for whatever reason, is slipping my mind. We were about to hit the West, is functionally what it comes down to, guys. Andrew Wallace in here and Seth Juniak as well. We are going to talk about the West bracket. Let me go ahead and run through and set the table for you, and then we can discuss it. Number one, Arizona, will play number 16, Weber State. Number 8, Gonzaga, will play Oklahoma State, the 9 seed. The 5-12 game will be Oklahoma and North Dakota State. O�klahoma holds that 5 seed. The 4-13, San Diego State, the 4, New Mexico State, the 13. The number 6 seed, Baylor Bears, will take on the number 11 seed, Nebraska Cornhuskers. The number 3 seed, Creighton, will take on number 14, Louisiana Lafayette. Number 7, Oregon, will take on number 10, BYU. And number 2, Wisconsin, will take on number 15, American University. Guys, first blush, this looks like a little bit of a pushover bracket to me.
I definitely agree. This is very much more top-heavy than, I guess, the last one that we talked about, the South bracket, when that one's pretty much, I can legitimately see teams 13 up, maybe a couple Cinderella stories and winning that one. But you get to the West, really, at first glance, Oregon, and that's about maybe Gonzaga, but that's about all I can see possibly winning this bracket. This is not so top-heavy, or it is top-heavy, and that's kind of the problem.
That 8-9 matchup to me looks like the winner of that one could meet in the finals of the West Regional, so make it all the way there to the Elite Eight. Another team I really like is Baylor, and they're last year's NIT champs. They had a great run, losing, of course, to Iowa State in the Big 12 championship, but two guys for them that really complement each other well, Corey Jefferson and Brady Heslip. Brady Heslip can make a three-point at almost any time. The guy's shooting 47% from beyond the arc, and he really impressed me with his calamity and patience. So I think Baylor and Oklahoma State are my two teams out of the West.
Absolutely no love for the one seed Arizona in this bracket from you two guys. That is surprising to me. When you look at Arizona's resume, they are 30-4 on the year. Their four losses, all four came on the road. Well, one of them was a neutral site in the Pac-12 tournament, but the other three came on the road. They lost 60-58 at Cal, 69-66 in double overtime rivalry game against Arizona State, and then 64-57 at Oregon on March 8th. And then obviously the fourth loss we talked about earlier to UCLA, 75-71 yesterday. That is a very strong resume. Have wins over Duke, Michigan, Texas Tech, New Mexico State, who's another tournament team, Colorado, Stanford, Oregon earlier on. They've got a strong resume. What is it about Arizona that's scaring you?
I wouldn't even say that it scares me, but I really do like Arizona. But one thing, I've watched them play, you know, being from Arizona, I've watched them play quite a bit. I've watched that double overtime game against Arizona State. This is a team that on any given day, they can make all the shots land, and they play very good defensively. Aaron Gordon and Nick Johnson, both really talented players that really anchor that squad. One thing that really sticks out to me, and this is just a nitpick, I guess, they're really bad from the free throw line. And that's something that I'm really hesitant to embrace Arizona in any close game. And really, all of these teams that they'll play in the tournament are probably going to be close games. And when push comes to shove, I think Arizona is suspect to fall.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. And the thing you have to look at is their potential matchups. And these are all pretty good teams. One team that, you know, everyone expects me to highlight is the Gonzaga Bulldogs. The thing I really want to kind of point out with them is I think they can get past Oklahoma State, and then the potential Arizona matchup. Gonzaga is a great free throw shooting team, especially the big man in down low, Sam Dower. He's not a lot of people know about him, but he's been averaging around 15-16 points a game, and he does a great job. And I think he will have to be key in that, because Arizona that lost their power forward, Brandon Ashley. So with that loss, I think Gonzaga could really push the Wildcats in this one.
My anti-Arizona logic is I don't like the ball movement in West Coast basketball. It doesn't really breed for a good tournament style of basketball. And I really, like I said, I think that Gonzaga-Oklahoma State game is going to be a really tight game. And as we saw a lot this year in conference tournaments, teams that had a quality game experience in a previous round have gone on to perform better later on in that second round. And I don't know if Weber State is going to give Arizona enough experience, I guess, enough grit, enough fight in order to have them fully prepared for a game, which Gonzaga-Oklahoma State, I'm going to go ahead and call it right now, of all the games that I've seen so far matchup-wise, I think that's the best matchup that they've released so far in this tournament.
Speaking of bad brands of basketball as it translates to the NCAA tournament, Wisconsin gets the 2 seed in this bracket. I don't think there is anybody that's going to argue that Wisconsin plays an enjoyable style of basketball. If Bo Ryan had his way, they would win every game 35-25 and shoot 11% from the field but hold the opponent to 6%. What is it? I guess when it comes down to it, why does Wisconsin have a 2 seed? I know that you look at their resume, they're 26-7, second in the Big Ten. I know all that. But there's just nothing about them that appeals to you as this team is legit national title material.
Legit national title material, probably not. But when I see Wisconsin, I see consistency. And we kind of had this discussion off air. Wisconsin, they get to the tournament but don't ever amount to much. And I disagree. I think that they'll give you a win and maybe another one. And for that reason, Wisconsin, they're a defensive team first. And the offense may be hard to come by for them. But defensively, I really like Wisconsin. They do it against the big guys in the Big Ten. I guess they're a number 2 seed because of their conference, too, and how they perform in light of things. I mean, nothing, I guess, there's no challenge Wisconsin sees as too much.
I think conditioning is also really big for me, too. I look through their roster, and I see a lot of minutes that are spread out between different guys, but also when you watch them on a game-to-game basis, you could see any one singular guy playing a lot more than he usually averages on the season. So I think that, to me, speaks more of a tournament type of team, even though they did lose to Michigan State, who would be the eventual champion in the Big Ten. I think that conditioning, that defensive grit, is more a tournament-style team to me than an Arizona who's going out there trying to put up 75 to 80 points every single game and kind of doing it in an NBA ISO-style game, not really working the ball quite as much as you'd like to see, because sometimes guys get cold, and in an ISO situation, that you're not going to win 4 or 5 games based off of one guy trying to carry the team. So that's the difference between those two teams to me, and I don't see Wisconsin going far either, so I agree with you, Seth. I just think that they're going to give everybody trouble and be a Sweet 16 type of team, especially in the bottom half of that West.
Fair enough. Jumping on down the seeding a little bit, I think Creighton may be the most interesting team in this bracket simply because of Doug McDermott. Obviously, Alabama fans very familiar with Doug McDermott as he nearly single-handedly ended Alabama's NCAA tournament run 2 years ago. Really unfortunate. Alabama's last NCAA tournament visit, Doug McDermott functionally put Creighton on his back as he's done for many years now and carried them to that win. Creighton 26-7, second in the Big East. Obviously a Big East that isn't the same conference that it was and does not hold to the same reputation that the name Big East recalls in your mind. But Creighton is still a very good basketball team. They have wins over Villanova twice. That's going to be the only 2 ranked teams on their schedule. They beat Villanova both times dominating fashion, though, 96-68 at Villanova, and then 101-80 when Villanova came to Creighton. So do you see Creighton doing well? Obviously, it depends on Doug McDermott. Do you see Doug McDermott being able to, for a 4th year in a row, put Creighton on his back?
I think it does depend on Doug McDermott, but once you get into the tournament, it depends on 2 guys that aren't really talked about quite as much for the Jays, and that's Ethan Raggi and Grant Gibbs. Grant Gibbs has kind of lost his confidence from beyond the arc, especially during that tournament and especially during that final versus Providence. Gibbs really reluctant to pull the trigger when need be, and McDermott wasn't feeling it quite as much as he normally does. He still finished with a high point total, but he wasn't quite as effective as he normally was. So I think in those type of games, it's going to be up to Raggi and Gibbs to kind of carry the load for the Jays if they want to go far.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Don't confuse this team as the Creighton Doug McDermott's. Right. This is a team that's very deep. As a team, they have a .499 field goal percentage, so practically .500. When you're making half your shots, that's just good offense, and really they're doing it from everywhere on the court. But specifically the 3-point line, they're .421 behind the arc, and that's a stat that kind of reigns in the absurd as a team to shoot 400%.
And both of those guys I just mentioned actually shoot better from beyond the arc statistically than McDermott. But I think, you know, to elaborate on what Seth's saying, I don't think we're saying either one of those guys are better than McDermott individually. I think we're just saying if you're going to make a run in a tournament, then you're going to have that two, that three guy that may be a little lesser known.
All right, well, let's continue down this track that we're on and just kind of knock out a couple of other seeds. I want to at least get through Baylor because I see really the top six seeds as probably being the only ones with a chance to advance forward much in this bracket. And then I'll ask you guys to give me one other team that could make a little mini Cinderella run out of this bracket. San Diego State, a team that really hasn't been talked about much. Steve Fisher is a phenomenal head coach, of course, most famous for having the Fab Five at Michigan in the early 90s, as I'm sure Baker remembers Michigan not winning a title with the Fab Five. But San Diego State's a really good team. They are 29-4, first in the Mountain West Conference, and they have wins over Creighton, Marquette, and Kansas on their resume. New Mexico, they also beat the first time around before losing to them the second time around, and then a close loss to Arizona. What do you think the Aztecs have a chance of doing in this tournament? It's a relatively favorable draw against New Mexico State.
Yeah, I think it's very favorable, and I think that what can they amount to? I think they can legitimately probably play to win this bracket. Elite Eight. I see Elite Eight in San Diego State. They're a defensive first team. We've already mentioned that they can beat pretty much anyone. They beat Kansas. They played Arizona relatively close, but Creighton, their 3 seed, they beat Creighton. So really, they've beaten a team that's seeded above them. And so when I see San Diego State, I see a team to be afraid of.
Yeah, they do it the right way too. Second in the nation in points allowed, 23rd in steals, and 32nd in blocks per game. And the only loss that really, you know, frightens me is their inconsistency to beat New Mexico. The Lobos beat them 2 out of 3 times the two teams encountered in that final game as well in the championship game for the Mountain West. I look at this team and I think that they're kind of a dark horse type team. I do have New Mexico as a dark horse, but I like San Diego State. I don't know if I'm quite going as all in as you are, Seth, just because I like Wisconsin a little bit more. But I think that San Diego State is certainly a team that is going to be there to face the winner of that Arizona-Gonzaga-Oklahoma State kind of dilemma and give them a run for their money.
All right, let's jump into Oklahoma, the number 5 seed on this side. Oklahoma, also a team that really hasn't been talked about very much. We'll move quickly through them and Baylor, and then I want to get your Cinderella pick for this bracket, in theory you have one. But Oklahoma has a fairly good resume, has wins over Baylor, a Texas team that was ranked at the time that they played them, an Iowa State team that just won the Big 12 last night. Do you see Oklahoma having the chance to actually make some real noise in this bracket?
No, I don't. I look at their resume, it's kind of impressive, but anytime they play someone of substance, I see LLLL. They don't really have any signature wins, if that makes sense. And also, I look at just their, you know, their sexy stats, if you will. They're 7th in points per game, but 308th in points allowed. You know, you can't run and gun all the time and expect to beat some of these bigger teams. You got to make some stops, and that's something that Oklahoma, I kind of see where you're coming from. They'll probably win a game or two, but I don't think they're really built of the same fiber as some of these big, actual, legit contenders.
Yeah, their points per game kind of dissuades me and makes me a little bit apprehensive of picking them to go far. I will say this, though. I'm not going to diss on Oklahoma. I'll say if the Big 12 really is as good as everyone says they are, then by that logic, I think Cam Clark and the Sooners should do better than everyone anticipates. Clark really needs to play more minutes if he's going to be successful in this tournament. 27 minutes per game, he's shooting 47%, and he's got over 15 points a game on the season. And so I think the Sooners are really going to be put to a test here, and that's going to be one of those situations where you find out how good a conference is based off of a team that is not as well known and just too offensive, in my personal opinion, to be a tournament darling.
Okay, as the 5-12 game there, they play North Dakota State, a team that leads the nation in team field goal percentage at 50.9% as a team, which is absurd, averaging almost 67 points a game, only giving up 76 points a game, excuse me, only giving up 65. Quick poll, do you think Nebraska or Oklahoma beats North Dakota State? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'll say yes, but it's going to be about a 200-point game total.
Well, I think 509, that's against any smorgasbord of teams. I'd imagine that they'd shoot near 600 against Oklahoma. That'd be a very tough matchup for that's a trendy 12-5 upset pick, I think.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I think Oklahoma could really struggle here. I think North Dakota State has a really good chance in this one, you know. The 5-12s are always exciting. Look for at least one 12 seed, if not two 12 seeds, to get out to the Sweet 16 in this tournament.
All right, let's do quick Cinderella then. I know you mentioned Baylor a few minutes ago, Andrew, and I think that is the team that I'm choosing. As a 6 seed, it's only debatably a quote-unquote Cinderella here, but I think Baylor is really hot. I think Isaiah Austin is a kind of player that really very few teams in the nation have, that 7-footer that can run the point, shoot the 3, post up down low, rebound, really do everything for them. Brady Heslop, as you mentioned, can hit 3s from anywhere in the nation. He's got a green light once he crosses half court. I like Baylor as my team. Really, I may actually pick Baylor straight up to make the Final Four.
I don't know about Final Four. I could see that. I'll definitely have them in the Elite Eight myself. And as I hinted at earlier, the dark horse for me is Oklahoma State. That matchup versus Gonzaga is very pretty. And anytime you can beat a Mark Few-led club in a tournament, then you're just on your way to doing things that exceed your normal expectations. So I'll say Oklahoma State and Baylor for me.
I do like Baylor. I see where you're coming from. They don't excel at any one facet of their game. They're a really well-rounded team. I think that hurts them and helps them, but I think it helps them more than it hurts them. But again, I look at some of their losses. Their 11 losses, about more than half of them came within a one-month span. So I think that we should take that 24-11 record at face value. Just don't count it off. I think that Baylor's a team that's a lot better than its record indicates, and I can definitely see where you're coming from. I don't embrace the, I guess, a Final Four pick, but I can see them going to the Elite Eight.
All right, quick poll then. Cinderella team from this bracket. Well, Cinderella not. Who wins this bracket for you?
Who wins this bracket
for
me?
Who wins this region?
I want to say Baylor right now, and I don't want to pick a 1 seed, though, so I'm gonna stick with my gut and go Wisconsin.
My gut goes with Arizona. I think that Arizona, yeah, they kind of are questionable beyond the free throw line, but they're still just worlds away in terms of talent than anyone in this bracket. And I think that, you know, Gonzaga or Oklahoma State may. It doesn't matter. I think that they just have an easy route, I think.
All right. That is going to do it for our discussion of the West segment here. We're about 10 minutes from 6 o'clock. So we are going to once again make a little bit of a changeover. Seth Juniak is going to stick around, move up to the big chair. I'm going to slide over to the back seat, and we are going to bring back, I believe, Baker Lehman for our discussion of the very intriguing... Oh, Brooks Carter, excuse me. Baker is going to be having another seat for the next break. Brooks Carter will be back to co-host. We're going to have a discussion of the Midwest, arguably the most interesting bracket in the tournament. When we get back, you're listening to the Student Section on Sunday.